It was already a longer than usual process to file for unemployment because of the recession, but it's getting even longer because more employers are contesting unemployment claims. Some employers argue a worker voluntarily quit or was fired for misconduct, which would make the employee ineligible for benefits. As WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports, the backlog of people waiting to resolve unemployment disputes is nearly three times as large now as it was a year ago.
Typically, an unemployment claim is agreed to by both sides, and with one phone call, the benefits are approved and a check is in the mail. But if your employer says you were fired for cause or otherwise don't deserve benefits, and you disagree, you will be in for a long wait. Stacy, who didn't want to use her full name because she's concerned it will affect her claim, was laid off from a mailroom in Cambridge on March 20th. She says her supervisor told her it was because of the economy.
We was all going to be laid off. It was nothing we did. Our work, they had nothing but good reviews from my supervisor. And if anything came back up, he would definitely send us back there. He would be more than happy to work with us again. But unfortunately, right now, the company's cutting down.
Stacy immediately filed for unemployment. But after a call with an adjuster, she received a letter saying she was denied because she voluntarily quit. She has no idea why, because she says she's had a good employment record.
I'm like, there was five of us that got fired that day. I'm the only one who hasn't received my unemployment. I'm the only one denied.
She requested a hearing and received a letter saying she would get one, but it didn't specify a date. 3 months later, Stacy is now in line with 5,600 people in Massachusetts who have unresolved claims and are waiting for a hearing. That's almost three times as many people who were waiting at the same time last year. Secretary for Labor and Workforce Development, Suzanne Bump, says the surge in claims has been hard for the department to keep up with.
There are more employers who are disputing claims, more contests over whether someone actually was fired or whether they quit. And between more claims being filed and more claims being contested, the times to get a disputed claim resolved definitely has increased.
It now takes more than 5 months to resolve a claim, and during that time, a person is not receiving a check from the state. Advocates for the poor find that unacceptable.
This subsistence income is like the equivalent of oxygen.
Margaret Monsell is with the Massachusetts Law Reform Institute.
And imagine if someone said, well, we're going to cut off your oxygen for 4 months, but after 4 months, you'll have all the oxygen you would have had for the previous 4 months. How... That just wouldn't work. I mean, these people need the money when they need the money.
If Stacy wins her claim, and statistics say she has a 50% chance, she'll collect unemployment back to when she filed. But right now, as the supporter of four children, she's desperate.
Everything is cut off. All my bills, my light bill is getting ready to get cut off. Everything is being cut off. I have no money coming in. My children need things. And I have other bills and obligations that I need to handle, and I can't handle them.
The Labor Department recognizes the backlog is a problem and has hired eight new hearing officers. But those who work with the system say it still won't be enough. The department is getting 600 new appeals to unemployment judgments a week. That's three times as many cases as they can hear. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.